Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brother, my sister, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? We are reflecting on the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading taken from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 2. Verse 3, chapter 3, verses 12 to 13. Our psalm for this Sunday, Psalm 146. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12a. The theme of our reflection is blessed to become integrous. The Lord has reclaimed man and woman in Christ Jesus for the attainment of true happiness and fulfillment of his will on earth. Thus, the Lord has indeed blessed us and has made it possible for us to receive grace upon grace. John's Gospel chapter 1 verse 16 says, "From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." And so, my brother, my sister, our Lord has renewed the fact that it is naturally possible to seek the Lord who protects our faith and takes care of the oppressed and hungry. In other words, it is possible for those in Christ Jesus to boast of a life of humility and integrity, that is, a life that is consistent, compatible, and committed to the commands, moral codes, and values of the Lord. However, an integrous man or woman must be prepared to overcome worldly distractions. For just as it is natural for us to seek and attain happiness by God's grace, it is also natural for us to have impulses directly influenced by spirits of darkness and death. In other words, my brother, my sister, one striving for credibility can be distracted by certain hunger for worldly ambitions and enjoyments that kill the desire to remain under God's protection. Hence, my brother, my sister, we must be wary of those who say that the essence of our existence is to pursue and have all that the world has to offer for human survival, such as power, wealth, popularity, and position. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3 following says, "The integrity of the upright guides them. Riches are worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness brings deliverance from death." Thus, my brother, my sister, relying solely on human strength will lead us to a dead end. St. Paul notes in today's second reading that we have nothing to boast about to God. In other words, the only way out of the quagmire is to seek refuge in God's name and develop a relationship with the Lord who empowers us from the inside out and enables us to believe that He alone is our help and that we can trust His unfailing help and His readiness to help us to sin less and become pure. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we believe that one with that feeling of inner wholeness would be empowered to yearn for the happiness of others, to seek mercy and be compassionate to all, and to live in harmony with others. In other words, having endured the trials and challenges of life, our attitudes will gradually reflect God's wisdom virtues, holiness, and freedom. And so, my brother, my sister, although it is true that the attainment of a blessed life of integrity is not automatic, we believe that once birthed in our hearts and nurtured by grace, one is inclined to become, to be integrous in Christ Jesus. And so we must hold on to Him and ask Him to help us each day to become better. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. May the Lord bless us and help us today and forever. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.